You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Football season is here, and that means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Segura and Wilhelm, 216-578-0850. Get at us on a Collier Shot Friday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Matt, this San Diego team has been behind more than any team in the NFL. This is not, you know, when you think of the Chargers, I certainly think of a team doing a little bit more than perhaps you would expect, you know, they're doing right now. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. Yeah. And this is sometimes, as I mentioned yesterday to, or I'm sorry, Wednesday to open the show, just optimistically going back to the 2008 season for me in San Diego, we had been 14-2 in 06. I think we were 11-5-7. And expectations were still very high. You had Phillip Rivers, you have LaDainian Tomlinson, you know, maybe slightly past that MVP standard that he created in 2006. But we were a very good football team and a lot of people making a lot of money. And we started 0-2. Yeah. And, you know, we lost the home opener at Carolina, and Carolina was kind of with Jake Delhomme at quarterback. They were good, but not great. And you start questioning so many things about yourself when you face adversity very early in the season, because as we mentioned after the Jets game, and I'm sure the San Diego Chargers, you know, they got the win against Detroit, but then dropped two in a row. You start to question everything about yourself, and the only way you satisfy the needs that you need to have in a football game is by addressing, like, your inadequacy. What have you not done well enough? Because you can't stray from who you are this early in a season, and that in some cases, why I've walked the hard line on not straying from Josh McCown this early in the season. And I know, you know, whatever, I'll draw the line in the sand, and that's where I'm standing right now. I'm not going to straddle the line until you get to the point in the season where you can say it is by far and away clear that he's not our guy. Let's truly see what we have in Johnny and have him play out the remaining 10 games, 9 games, whatever it might be. So, but San Diego's in that same situation right now.
They are, and on his way into the Dog Bowl in Berea, before we get to your phone calls, we are about to be joined by Browns rookie fullback Malcolm Johnson, who will be making his way in as we speak right now here into the Dog Bowl in Berea. And, you know, one of the things we keep talking about, it's the running game. I'd like to see more passing involving the running backs as well, as we bring in Malcolm Johnson now into the studio here in the Dog Bowl. Malcolm, how are you, man?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Good. Good to see you. Come on over. Yeah, either one of those spots is good. We got the new microphones in here. Malcolm, welcome. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm a pleasure to have me. I'm glad to be here, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What's it been like so far for you, 3 games into your rookie season in the National Football League?
It's a learning process. I learn something different every week. It's a blessing as well, but it's a learning process, and you just try to not to make the same mistakes twice.
Is it more so going out and executing the scheme, or is it learning the scheme and getting comfortable with it so that you can go out and just react to a very fast football game?
In certain instances, both is executing is always executing, but to get comfortable, you have to make mistakes at some point. So, like I said, it's learning from mistakes and try not to make them twice.
Last week, Marcell Reese was here with the Oakland Raiders, and John DeFilippo said he wanted to get a guy who could be Marcell Reese-like, and I know that's what you were tabbed to be in this offense. Mm-hmm. How comfortable are you with your role right now? Because you're probably playing more fullback than you ever did in college, but you're also getting involved in the passing game as well.
I'm comfortable. I just try to do anything the coaches ask me to do for the best of the team. It's a team game, so whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
Has it been a big adjustment lining up kind of in the backfield more than necessarily on the wing or split out as you did more at Mississippi State?
Yes, it was an adjustment. But like I said, it takes time and it takes trial and error to get really comfortable with the things in the fronts, or the defensive fronts, and keeping everything, how everything moves on a play and the pre-snap alignment and different things like that.
Do you believe that for a player like yourself who's adjusting to a different role in the National Football League, that given an opportunity to get more film for the coaches to evaluate you, more opportunities to get the football in your hands will come in the future?
Oh, yes. I just try to take the mindset to control what I can control. So with the plays I do get, I try to do the best of my ability. And later on, I think they'll trust me with more features in the offense.
What do you think is going on with the ground game? Week one, week three, not a lot of success. Week two was the best performance against Tennessee. You're back there. You're a part of it, especially when they go with the two running back sets. What, from your vantage point, it needs to happen for this ground game to be as good as you guys all know it can be?
It's a team thing. We just, like you said, we had a couple weeks off, but it's a team effort, and we are striving to be better next week and this week coming up. So,
what is the one thing I know many young rookie running backs, and I'll consider your running back being a fullback, is pass protection. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, identifying pre-snap, what is this defense capable of on this down and distance? Who can they send? Mm-hmm. Has that been something that you've really had to ramp up, you know, given the opportunities that you've been given, you know, this early in the football season?
Almost definitely. Coming from the tight end position, I really didn't have to worry about so much as protections-wise. So being a running back now, I do have to – spend a lot of time and be critical and detail about the personnel, the alignment of the defensive players, and just different things. And
the different looks that they're going to give you?
Yeah, most definitely.
What's been your favorite play or moment so far in your three games in the NFL?
Winning. My first NFL win.
There you go.
I like that. Against Tennessee, what do you think is your biggest strength that you bring to this team in terms of your skill set?
I try not to put it all on one thing. I try to bring multiple things. If not on the field, off the field, being accountable. Being dedicated to this game, and I like to be accountable, really. I love to be accountable to my coaches and my teammates.
Who has been kind of the person that's helped you the most in your transition to fullback? Because there isn't a traditional fullback on this roster. Sometimes they put Gary Barnes back there, and we know he's a tight end, not really an H-back. Who has kind of been the one that's kind of helped you learn how to play what really is a new position for you?
Honestly, I have to give that credit to numerous different guys. Gary as well, the whole entire tight end room has helped me. The offensive line has helped me. My coach has done a tremendous job. Also, I have to give some credit to the defensive linebackers. They tell me what to look for, what they are looking for. I know when I was in training camp, Carlos and Craig came up to me and it was telling me about my eyes. My eyes, I was scanning the field before a pre-snap, and they were telling me sometimes I just stay on one thing too long. So I have to give a lot of credit to numerous people, and they just give me – I take different things from different people, and I try to –
That's an interesting thing. You're always trying to get kind of that advantage. And they were talking about it last night in the game with Mike Vick wearing the dark visor so that you really couldn't see his eyes. And then they said, well, good other quarterbacks like to have their eyes open so that they can use their eyes as a weapon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Malcolm, you guys went on the road week one, a very short trip to New Jersey. You guys are going to take that long trip out to the West Coast. You have another one later in the season at Seattle. And just talk overall the demeanor of the football team and after a tough loss at home, you guys go on the road for 2 weeks. This one's across country. Just overall perspective on the demeanor of this football team taking a business trip cross country.
The demeanor was the team was get back into the office and put our hard hats on and get back to winning. Losing always has a bad taste in your mouth. So we just want to get back on the field and prove our fans we're a different team this year and just get back to winning.
All right, Malcolm, thank you very much for coming up here and spending some time with us in the Dog Bowl. Good luck this Sunday against the Chargers, and keep it up, man.
Thank you for having me.
You got it, man.
You got it. Yeah. All right, former Mississippi State Bulldog and now Cleveland Brown, Malcolm Johnson with us here in the Dog Bowl. Thanks, man. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines on this Call Your Shot Friday, 216-578-0850. We know Johnny B is already on the line. We'll see if Dino remembers his music for him. Let's see. We'll find out when we return. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.